over a loudspeaker. You'd have to hold it up.
Oh.
They'd hold it on. You'd have to talk kind of like talking, you know, through it.
This is a rather good one. I checked rather thoroughly into the things before I got it and found that this one took a little maintenance and it had pretty good receptivity. Because I can't have it in the way, it has to be unobtrusive and it just has to work for me. I can't work for it or it won't do the job. So I got it and it seems to work rather well.
Well, now when you get through with these discs or whatever you call them, how do you do that? Do you copy it or?
Well, I just play it and then I record things phonetically. In other words, I take into consideration minute variations in pronunciation.
But I mean, what we've been doing, what do you do with that? Do you have it printed some way?
Eventually it will be. What I'll do is get my 50 informants and then I'll take each one of these responses and catalog it. And set up a book of responses, and that will be the thing that's published. And from that, people who are interested can check various features of speech in the state, the various words that are used for different things.
That's more what it's an educational thing.
Well, in a way, it's historical. Because we're looking at the development of these terms to see what they were. Now, I'm interested in people 60 years or older, primarily. Of the 50, I'll have about 35 who are over 65.
Your home training?
Mm-hmm. It's extremely important.
In every way, even in the disposition of your children and their manner and their life, it's pretty hard to get away from your home training.
This makes it apparent. Our studies of this type have shown that the first 20 years of our life are extremely important in our speech.
Even though you acquire a splendid education, it's hard to entirely get away from your training, your life, the things that you were used to, language and everything else.
Yeah, it's difficult in something like this to choose good informants, because if we get people who try to put on the dog when we're interviewing, we get a distorted picture of the speech. And so I choose my informants very carefully, get those who will talk naturally and plainly without trying to dress it up a great deal. Works rather well. To get back to your garden, did you raise potatoes too?
Yes, we raised potatoes. We used to raise sweet potatoes, especially. They looked like stumps almost when you piled up out of there. Were some other what were fine. Couldn't get anything for them. Where are you going? You'd sell them.
Huh.
You'd raise them, and they'd just take a big turn. You'd climb away and just turn them around.
Did you cut the tops before you turned them?
Before cut the tops, before it frosted. You know, if the frost came, mm-hmm. It would affect the potatoes and wouldn't keep so good.
Oh.
The vines would kill the frost. The frost would get in the potato, you know, they'd be a lot easier. Mm-hmm.
Did you raise those white ones too?
Oh, you mean Irish potatoes?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we raised lots of Irish potatoes.
And how about these vegetables that have the paper-like skin and